From the mayor's office back at Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken's office in the beautiful city of Gloucester, I'm Rick Moore with MSO News Sports. And Madam Mayor, cold outside, winter's coming on, but budget season never seems to end. And I did see that in the Gloucester Times recently, you guys have already settled with one union, and I'm guessing that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. Some of the unions will have a 3-year contract, and right now we're working with the DPW for 1 year. We hired a company last year when I first was interim to look at all the job descriptions, to look at the classifications, to make sure people are getting what they really are worth. We have, the last time I think we did that, if we ever did that, was years ago, and I couldn't find anything on classification. So we did a survey, and we had great input from the community as far as what you wanted to see. And then we had great input from the employees saying, you know, we don't mind doing extra, but, you know, it's this classification. Why am I getting paid this amount if I'm doing double the amount? And, you know, I don't want to have that. I want to have that, you know, everyone's classified, everyone knows. So when you go into a position, you know. And I looked at some of the job descriptions, and like, for instance, I can take that because my husband's a custodian, is the custodian positions. Some of them, the job descriptions were way back, and some of them are updated, and some have lists, and some don't. And you know what? We want to work together, especially when we have custodians in the schools. And we want to make sure that, you know, we're building new schools. We want to make sure they're maintained, and we're going to need, you know, input on that. So that's what we're doing. And building new schools, I'll go on the next topic, is that we're going to have to do a master plan for the city again. Janice DeLuto's plan was amazing. It was great input from the community. It took a good probably 2 years to do. We don't want to do a 2-year plan. We want to do someone coming in. We're going to hire a consultant. I'm going to work with the community what we want this consultant to look for. And the main things is like transportation and traffic, community facilities, social culture, enrichment, you know, parks and open space, you know, neighborhoods and housing. You know, I'm hearing that in the community. You know, economic development, enhance what we have. And then how can we bring new businesses? Land use. So, you know, when the Fuller School, if the Fuller School goes through, I said I was going to take some of the money and do a survey of all our property. We've never done that. We have more property, and we're finding, oh, that's ours. Oh, what? So, you know what? And the main thing is I want the person that comes in, or the consultant that comes in, to say, where can we build a new fire station, or do we fix the one we have and build up a wider, what we need to do? We have to have that. We need a new fire station. And I know they're going for a new library, and people are going for the why. And what's concerning me is everyone's targeting the same people for money. So we need to really prioritize what we need. And in my opinion, it's great. We need a new library. That's fine. But I need a new fire station. So that's going to be my priority. It's great that the Y is going to be built, and that's fine. You still can get a book until you can fundraise. You still can go swimming in the pool. But realistically, I have no place to put my truck. So, you know, we have to look at that issue. And that's what one of my priorities. Jim DeCino's back, and it's great because we've been doing budget and right away, and it's, we have a new computer system, and he's going like, I can't see what they're spending. I want to see what each department is spending. It's funny. He's going, I'm lost. I used to be able to know who's spending what, where it's going, how is this. And so he's being trained on the new computer system that's coming. So be careful, department heads, because it's going to be looking at your budget. But I already have. I worked very closely with the CFO. We're in our means. We're doing okay. There's only just a little bit of added expenses that we didn't plan for, as everyone knows about the police department. But we're getting there, and we're doing that. And so right now we're on target. So
okay, a couple of things. So when you mentioned the fire department, I've talked with Chief Smith and a lot of the fire captains and fire personnel over there. And Madam Mayor, I tell you, as an observer and as a taxpayer, to see the shape of that building is disturbing. And the other thing is they can't even maintain the fire engines inside. The apparatus has to come outside in order for it to be maintained. So the city of Gloucester definitely needs a new facility.
Absolutely, absolutely. I said that before. I said it as a city councilor. I mean, I lived in the neighborhood. I went in, and when I go into the fire station and I go around the rooms, I'm going like, oh my God, I feel like I'm a little girl again, because it's the same thing. But absolutely, I mean, we are putting a new boiler system at the police department. We're putting a new roof there. So you know what? We have to take care of the people who take care of us. And the fire station, we need to really sit down and figure out either do we expand there so we can, or we have to find out one of our properties where we can expand. And don't forget, it's not just, okay, put them here. You have to look at, well, if we're going to build a new building and if we're going to build it out in East Gloucester somewhere or West Gloucester, what's the time? I mean, because it's crucial and we need to do it right. And that's very crucial. And also, it's the roads too. I mean, people, you're hearing the trucks pull over. The streets, Washington Street is one of the biggest, busiest street. It's our main street. And from Mansfield Street all the way to DeMarco's, you can't even get two cars. So if you're hearing a siren, don't think you can beat it. Pull over. It's, you know, have some respect. Those trucks are big. They need to go in and out. And what I've been seeing, it's like appalling. It really is. And it's like the same person, the red lights that are flashing at the train tracks, and you see that it's going down, you know, the gates are going, that one person has to do that little whatever. You're not going to beat it. It's common sense, people. So, you know, respect. It's called respect.
And there's also saying sometimes you can't cure stupid. Let's go to the police department for a second. It seems as...
That was kind of a really bad intro. You can't cure a stupid, but let's go to the police department.
No.
Excuse me?
No. No. Listen. Half the department of former students of mine, and I talked with a couple of guys recently, and the transition... after all the negativity that's happened in the last few months, but the transition seems to be very smooth and settling in now, and a lot of good comments about Chief McCarthy.
Well, Chief McCarthy is doing a great job. He's been there for 38 years, and he knows both sides. It's going to take a while. You know, you always have your crossroads. You're always going to have his, hers, and ours, and we're working on that. Chief McCarthy and I both agree that we want to bring back the community service of the police department. In the summer, I want police, you know, be able to walk down Main Street, know the retailers, know the people. So, you know, when people come in, the tourists come in, they see a police officer. The same thing. You know what? Chief McCarthy goes to Ward 4, meets with Valerie Gilman all the time. So the people know they have their meetings. I want him to go out in Magnolia with Sean Nolan and have that Lexington Ave is booming. You know, we're getting new things there. I loved it. I had actually the chief sent, we did the Magnolia lighting, and the kids loved it. There was Officer Belbo there, and he sat right down with us, made a hat. I made one that said, you know, Mayor Take, and he made one that, you know, Officer Belbo played with the kids. You know what? That was good response. It doesn't mean because he's sitting there he's not doing his job. He is. Because you know what? Let me tell you something. We're sitting there, you're observing. You're observing the community. You're observing the people. They're getting that reassurance. And then, you know, someone outside needed some help. You can walk outside. There's not a problem. And someone says, well, community service, then what are we going to do? Get extra people? It, you know what? I don't know if people remember, but I lived in the West End. I knew every police officer. I knew who was doing their, remember the wrist one? Was that Mitchell or someone was doing? He always had that wrist thing because his wrist would hurt. He would squeeze this little thing and Amir will be up there and remember Madruger and oh my God, Officer Hickey and
Officer DeWart.
Sterling's, Grant's, the whole thing. And we all knew. And if something was wrong, we could run to them. And you know what? It's Ward 2 has everything there. So if you have a police officer that's walking around, you walk to the churches, walk around, you know, the old block, the fire station, New York Church, the Grace Center, it's not scaring people away. It's just saying, we're here. You know, if there's anything there we can do for you, I want that. Mm-hmm. You can't say to people, well, we're going to put this in your neighborhood and give you nothing else. So I heard Ward 2 and I heard everyone else, so we're going to do it.
I was at Gloucester High School the other day looking to talk with the athletic director, Julie Smith, and I ran into Officer Mike Scola, who's the resource officer there, and that has been a tremendous success, so I know what you're talking about.
Absolutely. Every time there was a resource officer, DARE officer, whatever officer they want to call that person at that time, you know, the period it was an amazing contact because the children interact and they feel safe. And if there's a problem, instead of making it explode, they would whisper and say, you know, I need some help. This is going to happen. And I know that there's been some turbulence, but that's been after school. So, you know, and I mean, and there's always going to be some turbulence. And there's right now, is it Dr. Sapphire and myself, and we said it, you know, there's not going to be a bullying. There's not going to be that. We took a stance. I wrote a letter. He sent out the letter out to his staff, and we're going to work together. We need to, you know, people, I know the election, some people are really offended by it, but look what's happening around the world. The president's going to be the president. Your election, your politician's going to be there. It's the people around. Don't let it break a community. I tell people, don't. let's embrace what we have. Let's work together and say, you know what, we're an island. Trump can stay there right now, or whoever may be there, or whoever's going on. But right now, can we not target on that?
Well, let's talk about the good stuff. At this time of year, there are all kinds of events going on in the city. I've seen you at several events with kids and so on, and making things. And there's all kinds of promotions downtown.
Absolutely. This Thursday night is Family and Friends. I went to Small Business Day, shop local. I always say it, shop local. I found some great bargains like you wouldn't believe, and great Christmas shopping, so it's great. I haven't even hit the mall once to go shopping. I went with my sister, but I didn't buy anything except for a new bling bling cell phone case, but nothing for anyone else because I could buy it here, and it's great. You have things here. And so this Thursday is, I love it. I think I'm going to crash next Thursday, which is men's night, but this Thursday is friends and family downtown, and there'll be Christmas caroling
crash
and things.
Men's night? All right, I'll look for you.
All right, yeah. I'm going to crash men's night. It's going to be great because this Thursday there's so much going on. You have Senator Tarr's Toys for Tots, his toy drive actually will be 5:30 at the KPN Savings Bank this Thursday. There are other programs going on. You know, Perry has an open house that's happening to discuss all the issues that they've been doing and working with the police department. I'm going to go there. I think I made dinner plans, but I'm going to have to cancel that. And so I'll go to Charlotte, Maine another time. but the fact is that there are so many things that happen all in one night that it's great. And also next Thursday, like I said, but the most important thing is this Saturday, it's the Middle Street Walk again. That's so beautiful. That is so many things are happening, and you can start from City Hall and go all the way down. There's events happening, and check the website because it's a beautiful event, and the people who organize that are amazing.
They have the Lobster Trap tree lighting.
That's this Saturday. Absolutely. After I go to, I'm sorry, the Gloucester Stage Company, they're doing their annual Christmas musical, which I'm going to go. My day is Saturday because my niece, Lear, is one of the participants, one of the actresses. I think she took after me, but she okay. She's doing a great job. She loves it. Heidi Dallin does a wonderful job with those kids. She does an amazing job. The self-confidence she brings. I mean, I see my niece, as the years goes on, the singing, and it's just amazing. So after that, I will come down to the Lobster Tree Lighting at 4:30, I believe, and we'll sing a little carols like that, and then there's get-togethers after. There's so many things happening after, and all the way up till, again, Magnolia Library. At 6:30, we're doing a fundraiser for Doug Shafford. But don't forget also on Sunday, if you happen to be in Rocky Neck, I'm one of the judges on the cookie contest that they're having in Rocky Neck. So it's a full weekend, and I love it.
Excellent. All right. Madam Mayor, did we miss anything?
Just a reminder, the master plan is going forward. We will get a consultant. We're going to have input. Jimmy's back. We're going full force. I still have, on Thursday nights, if someone, there's a hot topic someone wants to discuss, my office is open. Let me know, and we can have a meeting in my office, and we'll call it Hot Topic Month. We still do that. Some people come in on Thursdays. Next Thursday, I'm having my employees, because I like my employees to come in, and I say, from 4:30 to 5:30, come in and we discuss. And you know what? We don't discuss shop. We discuss just ourselves, which is great because we get to know one another. We have new employees coming and going, so you want to make sure that we know we have an open door policy for all.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
That's Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken.